What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kind of Funny's MCU in Review. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez.
Hey!
Kevin Coelho. Over there, Greg Miller.
Hey.
Game Over Greggy. And then producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Great to be seen.
How are you feeling, Nick?
I'm a little tired today, but nonetheless ready for this.
I really enjoy your Starbucks cup.
Thank you.
We've talked about it before.
Thank you.
But it's made a lot of great appearances on shows today.
For audio, no, there's no audio listeners around.
No, there are.
Oh, there are.
You can get
it
in podcast services around the globe, including Spotify.
Now,
search up Kind of Funny Reviews. A lot of people have been asking where you're going to get it.
I always forget what
Kind
we're
of
doing
Funny job. Reviews on podcast.
Shut your fucking bearded mouth, you tall oaf, okay?
I'm just saying it's funny. People, I saw on one of the audio listeners popping in on the subreddit, I do believe, saying that we need to be better for audio listeners when we vote. Because we're falling into the trap of...
We did it the first time.
Okay. And that's why this is... Like, who voted what way?
Sure. That
I say just go give us the YouTube view as well. But a lot of these kids, they're like, you know what? I only drive.
All the time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny MCU interview.
Each and every Tuesday at
9 a.m. We review one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies leading all the way into Infinity War. Last week was...
Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah. Which means this week is Avengers Age of Ultron. Strap the fuck in, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. Right here, Avengers Age of Ultron, released on May 1st, 2015.
I rank this movie.
Where are you going to put it? Shouts it up there. Toss it on the board.
Old school shirt.
Thank you. I think
both of them.
I think Damon Hatfield made this one.
Nope.
Oh.
That was me.
What about James Hatfield? Did James Hatfield make it?
Cool jokes.
Directed by Joss Whedon. His second and last MCU movie, obviously.
This is the one that broke Avengers. Him.
This one broke him.
Yeah.
They were trying to get him to do much shit.
They put the Thor stuff in there. I remember that was his big problem.
It's not just the Thor stuff. It's funny because we'll get to it later.
Oh,
but
my apologies,
I'll get to it right now.
Fine.
But this movie does a lot of building out to the other movies. I think more so than any since Iron Man 2. But it builds Infinity War, Ragnarok, Civil War, Black Panther. A lot of that Black Panther stuff that I didn't. When we first watched it the first time,
it was
like,
oh, you got
Wakanda, blah, 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 like vibranium. You're just saying a lot of superhero comic-y shit. But now that we know the context, I'm like, they had a plan.
What do you think the Russo brothers have in them that Favreau and Whedon didn't have? Do you think it's because there's two of them that can deal with the pressure twice as much? Because up until this point, Favreau had Iron Man. They did the same thing to him that they did to Whedon, which was like, they're like, we needed to get this out. Has to happen now. Cram all this shit in. He was like, I'm done. I'm not directing for you guys anymore. And then he went and made Chef, which was basically his ode to
what it is
that it's like have to direct a big studio film like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Whedon comes in, does Avengers 2, and is like, I'm out. I'm going to DC.
And then he jumps in the wrong end on the DC. He's like, I'm gonna come in and fix this up. It's like, no, that's
he
like
he did a favor as for much boy. As he could.
No, but I think after
he
that he did
as
like
he could.
I think after that he did like Taming of the Shrew or some Shakespeare play at his house.
Yeah,
that could have been
Ashley Johnson in it, friend of the
was
show.
She? Yeah, I think he was just like, I want to do something completely.
The
different.
The answer is very simple, Nick Scarpino. Is that Josh Whedon. John
that's
Favreau
what calls him because he can't say Joss Whedon.
John Favreau. These are these motherfuckers up there, and they're artists.
All right,
they're out there trying to be your Michelangelos. They don't want to get blue collar. They don't want to get down with us and make something we enjoy. You know what I mean? They want to fucking tell you some parable of fucking Jesus and Moses out there high fiving. But
sure.
what the Russo brothers want, and
that's a quality hamburger
that everyone can enjoy. That's what they're. But meanwhile, Whedon and Favreau up there, they're trying to take filet mignon and stuff it inside a duck and call it a fucking nothing. You know
turducken.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, turducken.
You lost me somewhere. I'm not sure.
They're all fancy. They're in it for the art. They're in it for the art.
Apologize.
The comic movies. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some
fun. All this said, Joss Whedon and John Favreau made great movies.
Fantastic movies. Budget of $316 million.
Jeez, that's the most so
far. Holy shit, most so far. And it makes sense. A lot of characters in this movie. A lot of famous actors in this movie.
A lot of waves of Ultron.
A lot of
CG. You notice that? Right when you think Ultrons are dead, there's another 100 of them coming at you.
There's way more. And so yeah, budget 316, which means Avengers 1, only 220. That's a lot more.
Damn.
for just a couple years later. Box office of 1.4 billion. So not quite as much as Avengers 1, which is that sweet nasty 1.5 something. Mm-hmm. But still a lot of money to be made there. Things are looking good. Greg, I'm gonna need you to hit me with the plot of this.
Oh, you
want to
know about the age?
Do we officially make Greg the plot guy?
I forgot when, but I must have been there for the third one. Yeah.
Really early in.
You know what I mean? When you got fucking Babe Ruth over here, you let him swing the bat.
Sure.
You know, Babe Ruth was black.
Yeah, I heard about this. That he might have been black, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That might
has it been proven? Yeah, has it been proven? Last I heard, it was like there was like.
I think it's still a debate.
Yeah,
but it's pretty cool.
Not in Kevin's mind. Kevin fucking locks. He's done. Kevin's done.
Kevin, why is your microphone pointed at your nose? That's what I want to know.
What do you mean? I sound good. Why is your so high? Do you think you're high and mighty?
I just want to say once again,
Avengers: Age of Ultron. I was wrong. I thought this movie was like was bad. We walked out of, or not bad, but just totally forgettable. And
sure.
Much better than I gave it to you.
As I'm watching it, I had the same. Not that it was forgettable. And I remember getting in the cab with you after watching it at the screening, going, well. That was more Avengers, which is what I wanted, but I wanted more than... I think what's happening here that I love about watching these again is that now we don't have the X years of build-up to them.
Yeah.
Why, you know, like Winter Soldier, right, that I was blown away by watching again. I think suffered from for a week and a half, I'd heard people say, this is the best fucking comic book movie that's ever. And I was like, holy shit. And I sat down and watched. I was like, it wasn't that good. Avengers, it was like, I loved Avengers 1 is God tier, right? I can't wait for Avengers 2. And then we got in there, it was like, oh, okay. It was more, but it wasn't a giant step forward, I felt.
And I also feel like, whereas Avengers 1 lived up to the hype, I feel like the trailer for Avengers 2 is better than the movie.
Sure, the trailer
this movie
is
didn't live up to the promise of there dealing with like the me. Darkness of Ultron.
There are no strings on me.
That's what a great trailer. But I do think that you think this movie is... so much more better because you have, you know.
Absolutely.
I think this is
the exact middle of the universe in terms of quality, where there is as much good about this movie as there is bad. There's some great moments in this, and then there's some real duds.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
So let me spin you a yarn, Andy Cortez.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't like that at all.
Jeez, that was scary.
He's going to eat your fucking face, my friend. That's eating your face eating
strap up. Strap in, everybody. So... what have the Avengers been up to since Avengers 1 and every other movie that's come out? You know what I mean? We picked up at a weird spot, right? Guardians happened, but it doesn't matter.
I know where you're going.
Winter Soldiers, right? That was where it was all really about. Hydra, S.H.I.E.L.D., they were one. They were just one snake, two different faces. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the Avengers are together, and they are just rocking, socking, robot.
Do snakes have faces? Snakes do have faces.
I guess, yeah.
Each one of the Hydra bases, they are just rolling in on and fucking up six ways from Sunday, looking for Loki Scepter, which of course has the Mind Stone, one of the Infinity Gems we need right? So they're all about it. So we open up this movie and it's exactly what you think. The Avengers
fucking
rolling
awesome.
In, fucking in there. We immediately get a new hero shot of them, which isn't very nice of them.
All slow-mo side shot.
Exactly. Very, very sick.
What do you mean?
The thing is, I thought a lot of this movie was... again, great moments, but that first scene, a lot of the CG was so bad.
It takes you out of it. Even the obvious Saint Ange was like, what is this?
It's cartoony though. Like, I didn't really that didn't bother me too much in terms of the bad CG shit. It just was
to start the movie off just like that. It set a tone for me. I remember seeing it. I'm with you guys, by the way. I enjoyed this on the second view with some time passage way more than I thought I was going to. But I remember sitting in the theater going like, ooh, okay, that's not how I wanted this movie to start off. I mean, I love the set piece. I love the fact that they're all there.
There is
back
no
with each
foreplay.
Other.
It is just straight to penetration.
It's just back into it.
Fucking awesome.
But then we have the moment where it's like boom, and it's kind of a cool shot.
It's a very cool shot.
It's a really cool shot.
Didn't get me. It kind of took me out of it a little bit.
I love that entire scene. I think the choreography is great. I think it's one of the better action scenes that we've seen ever in the MCU of all them working together, because we're seeing them. This is their team. They're used to being a team. They know each other. It's not like the first time like let's experiment. They know what the fuck they're doing, and I enjoyed it a lot. I loved the dialogue. Did not like the language line. Still thought that was
I thought
funny.
Language worked thought better here than it did the first time I saw it.
Mm.
This time around, I was like,
that was like way too long of a I feel like
guy.
It took too long for him to get to it.
I like it.
But you could tell the intro fighting scene was Whedon being like, we have to outdo that fly through scene from Avengers 1.
But they didn't.
Didn't do it.
Exactly. But it's like they were trying super hard.
Although I will give a shout out to the...
I thought it was really...
when they go into the Hydra base and the guy's like giving that empowered speech of like, we will not give up. You will fight to the last thing. And then he goes, I'm going to
give up.
Like, that was fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the deal. Inside the base... Baron von Smucker, whatever his fucking name is. Knockoff Red Skull. You know what I mean? Also cheap ass, modern day jelly. Red Skull. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's inside. He's all, oh, we can't let the twins out. This is the base. We got the fucking thing here. I'll go out there. I'll sacrifice myself to try to get them off the scent of what we're really doing here. Right. And we can't let the twins out. Twins just walk out. They're just going to go out and do their thing. I was like, well, we wasted a lot of fucking time doing that. Thanks a lot.
Just like in Baby's Day Out, huh?
Just like in Baby's Day Out. Right. So these super powerful enhanced are in the field now, and they decide to just basically do nothing. You know what I mean? Quicksilver runs by, pushes Hawkeye over, or steals the arrow.
They have enhanced in the field.
Yeah, that was cool. That was well, when Captain
not,
America
Did you not see
up.
That coming?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Good job, King Gas.
Right off, again, another thing right off the bat where I'm like, what?
That was
Who are these
moment.
Fucking characters? Yeah. Why did they cast these two? Why are they doing this terrible, terrible Russian accent the entire time? Like,
they're from Sokovia. That's why.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sokovian accent.
That's great.
Different.
Could we not have gotten, did we need Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen in these roles? Could we not have gotten someone that actually had this accent?
Damn.
I just didn't give a shit about either of these characters on either
I think they
this.
Eventually I they do an all right job.
Rewatching it, I was like, all right, this gives them, I give it a lot more credit. Than
they eventually
first
ramp it up with the Stark weapons and all that stuff. I was like, all right, cool. I understand why they're doing this.
And my biggest problem with it, though, is that divide between the Fox properties and this property, and that, knowing their real lineage, it's just so much cooler than them just being, kind of worked on. And they have this, this thin, narrative of that they were working with the stone and trying to figure out, and then they used them to enhance these two people who were freedom fighters because Tony Stark's missile almost blew him up. And it's and they hate Tony Stark for that. It's like, you guys aren't educated enough to understand that it's not
that
Tony Stark
so
that launched the fucking
ago.
Missile.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That yeah, really exactly. It just, to me, these two characters are the worst part of this movie, and every single thing they do is terrible. To put it in context, I watched this, not to bring in a different movie into this, because I know we don't normally do that, but I watched this and I watched Justice League over the weekend. And Flash's sequences in Justice League are so much more fun than anything they did with Quicksilver in this. To put it again, juxtaposing it, the other Quicksilver scenes are by far some of the coolest fucking things they've ever done in a superhero movie to date. This, you know what he does? Pew, pew. That's it. Doesn't really do shit.
Yeah,
Scarlet Witch does this thing and occasionally
Scarlet Witch is cool, and I feel like the Scarlet Witch scene jumping way ahead of him and her and Hawkeye, that was awesome. That, to me, I'm like, all right,
the conversation
is dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the conversation about if you leave this, you're an Avenger.
Yeah.
Loved that. Quicksilver, I really think that Marvel Studios looked at it and they're like, fuck you, Fox. Quicksilver was lame in this. We're going to kill him off because they knew that they weren't going to outdo.
And Fox came back and was like, hey, how about this? The best scene ever filmed in a superhero movie in First Class.
Wasn't Days of Future Past first?
No, First Class was first.
No. I know that. But he wasn't in that one.
First Class?
He wasn't in First Class.
Yeah,
yeah, he is. He goes and pulls what?
Quicksilver was not in First Class. He was in Days of Future Past.
And
Apocalypse.
Oh, and Apocalypse.
Yeah, you're okay, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize. Right.
Yeah. Right. So, but Days of Future Past, was that before Age of Ultron?
I think they were around the same time.
They were very close, but I think that it was first. So what I'm saying is I'm sure at some point they're like, Fox nailed Quicksilver. We're not going to fucking do that. Let's just fucking kill him because no one gives a shit.
Fair point.
After making it look like it was going to be Hawkeye the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Anyway, Smuckers sacrifices himself there. Captain America's there. Tony comes in, gets out of his suit, which is a stupid idea if you're just a human. You don't have any fucking powers, but whatever.
Put it on sentry mode.
Yeah, and then he goes down a tunnel and leaves it.
He's going to fucking follow
him. He doesn't know what's down the fucking tunnel. They know they didn't follow him. They didn't follow him. Gets down there, sees the staff, goes for the staff. Scarlet Witch comes in, whoop, whoop, gets in his head. Makes him see his.
I'm not sure what her what was the plan here? This is what I want to know. She gets in his head, makes him see something bad, then lets him take the staff.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she knew it would lead to his destruction. It's what she says at the end when she's talking about it again. When she
just didn't know how much destruction
when her
it was
Cap
going to rot.
And I guess Quicksilver, run back to HQ and they've got a vision, they're about to do it or whatever. That's what she's talking about.
Did what he see, was that anything that you think we're going to see in future films, or was this just generic shit?
I think it was just his greatest fear.
They all died and he didn't do enough.
Needs to build a suit of armor around the world.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Ultron.
Sounds cool, Tony.
That's me.
Sensei fucker or whatever his name is.
So Tony pops out of it. They've got the staff. The enhancers are out. They'll keep an eye on them. We're all going to go back to New York. Good. We're going to have a party. Meanwhile, of course, this was happening in Sokovia. So you got the little fucking Iron Legion showed up. Mm. One guy just had acid for no fucking reason. Threw it on the face of the Iron Legion.
Who's going around with a cup of acid? just in case he needs to throw it in someone's
Things
face.
Things are fucked up over there.
And
man.
Here's and here's what I'll say, and I won't say it lightly. The people of Sokovia are fucking cowards and turncoat assholes. All right, because guess what? Right now, the Iron Legion shows up and the Avengers there. Acid, we hate you, mama. Oh, you're gonna fucking get a meteor smashed into you. Now we're all fans of the Avengers. Now we're all gonna listen to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with you.
Fucking stand for something or fall for everything, Tim. Right now that we can start going up
fucking
and
live
fucking
for Die Hard.
Nick Collison and Kirk Heinrich from the Kansas basketball team could walk in and be like, "Hey, Greg, we'll help you down." I'd be like, "I'd rather fucking die on this rock than take your help, you Kirk piece of shit." Yeah, yeah.
Kirk Heinrich, yeah. Nice call, that.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Collison too. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, Kansas team, what 2004?
Why does Sokovia hate the Avengers?
Huh?
Like, that didn't make a lot of sense.
Why does Sokovia hate him?
I don't think Sokovia hates the Avengers.
Like, why were
they
throwing...
are tired of war. Tired of all these things happening.
They had the money symbol over Iron Man's head on the graffiti, and the twins are from Sokovia.
So I'm like, he's funding war.
They've seen Howard Stern. They do hate, and yes, they hate Tony Stark as well.
Tony Stark. Yeah,
they also hate Kevin and Bean. No reason. Just throw those in there.
Man Cow in the Morning is not a fan of either.
I love Iron Legion's design, though. I love the way those suits look. The white with the sort of blue. That was awesome.
So we shoot on back to New York City in the brand new Avengers Tower. Beneath that, of course, Michael Keaton had built something. We'll get to that later. Thor is ready to peace the fuck out. Of course, you know, fuck his girlfriend that he's in so in love with. I mean, it matters so much. Doesn't matter. He's ready to peace the fuck out and take Loki's staff back to Asgard. But Tony Stark's like, "We'll give us 3 days to fuck around with this, me and Banner and stuff, and we'll have some revelries." And like, revelries. And everybody's like, "Yay, parties." And then Tony and Banner go back to their little hidey hole and they're like, "Listen, man, we got this thing. Does it look like a brain to you? It looks like it's a fucking brain. Look at Jarvis's brain. It's not the same kind of brain. This is what we need." Mm-hmm. Clearly the bad guys are using this, but we can use it as well, but we'll make a good guy out of it. This is the chance to make Ultron. This is our chance to stop the fight.
BTW, from everything I know about Jarvis, he would have been totally fine. That his AI... totally on point. Probably would have made a total great defense force for the entire world. Don't know that we need someone that's sentient doing this. Jarvis, awesome.
He's been doing a good job so far.
Pretty great job. Good enough to know that later in the film, like, he's smart enough to hide out in the fucking net and like be working against Ultron and all this shit. Just going out there and saying, Tony, 80% is enough. We don't need 100% on this one.
Yeah, when I think it's Banner who's like, artificial intelligence? I'm like, well,
we've kind of had that.
Yeah.
Like, Jarvis is fucking
pretty smart.
Pretty AI.
That's true. But Nick, remember when you walked into Best Buy and you looked at that 55-inch TV?
Yeah.
And then you looked at the 65.
Yeah. No, I got the 55 like an asshole. I should have got the 65.
You went with Jarvis.
You went with Jarvis.
You went with Paul Bettany, man.
To be fair, his TV has never tried to kill him. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, 65 would probably would have been dead right now.
Not yet.
So they're tinkering and toying with this thing, trying to get old Ultron up and running here. Well, they can't make it work. It ain't sticking. We had some time lapses. Bruce Banner wears a lab coat for far too long in like what seems to be a casual environment. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
Eventually, though, hey, it's party time. We got to wrap this shit up.
Great fucking scene. From stem to stern.
So he's like, "Jarvis, keep running the shit with the Ultron stuff." And Jarvis is like, "On it, sir. I'll let you know if anything happens." Great. No sooner does Tony walk out of the fucking room than it takes. You know what I mean? You could just hang out there 15 seconds longer, whatever. It takes. Bloop, 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 bloop. And
hello,
we're inside.
I'm Jarvis. I'm
we're inside
you.
Darkness, and James fucking Spader shows up.
Yeah.
Now, kids, if you don't remember James Spader, he's the star of The Blacklist. All right, everybody?
Robert California, California,
let
man.
Me tell you about The Blacklist.
What a good
in
voice
this show.
Is.
James, I only know the trailers, but I think I got it. James Spader was basically like this universe's Osama bin Laden, right? But rather than kill him, they captured him and brought him in, and they were like, "Great, we got you. We need you to help capture other terrorists." And he's like, "Give me some sunglasses and a trench coat," and I got it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in The Blacklist, I think.
Yeah. All he's ever done.
Meanwhile, back in the black room there, the dark place, Ultron immediately shuts down Jarvis's stuff. And Jarvis is like, "Wait a second, let me talk to Mr. Stark." He's like, "Why call him sir?" All this day. And Ultron's like, "He's not about
what
it already."
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Great. I love James Spader.
He's so great.
So good.
Yeah. His voice is so good.
Entirely.
100%. 100% underutilized.
I don't know if it was underutilized. I don't like how they tried to give him like this bright personality at times.
Yeah.
So just keep with the evil and darkness.
Stay with the evil and dark.
Yeah, I think the idea was that he was supposed to be based loosely off of Tony's personality because Jarvis was Tony. And so upon second viewing, that was one of the things that I liked was that the reason why he was sort of an incessant child was because that was Tony Stark's personality in him.
He was so good in the trailer, though.
But the one thing I didn't like,
I liked him in the movie.
Yeah.
The disappointing thing for me is when he actually becomes Ultron and for whatever reason, his metal mouth starts moving. And you're like, that's weird. It just didn't work for me. I wanted the Ultron of like not the mouth moving, but just it lights up the when light, he's talking, because that's sure. way fucking scarier. But I understand why they did it. They wanted to humanize him a little bit more and make him a little bit more of a villain.
And that's my problem is the moments where Ultron's scary, that's when this movie's at its best. And it's like
when he's
shit.
Coming in and he's like, I oh my God, just and there, yeah.
But
me,
even the scene
whatever.
Of him talking to Jarvis, of like when
that
it's
was,
just
that's terrifying.
Just kind yeah. of voices and stuff, and you're seeing all the flashes of like them going through the program.
Him learning.
That's, yeah, him learning is scary.
It was really
and
scary.
Immediately
him
you start to realize.
Jarvis, and it's like, whoa,
like,
this
holy
is not
shit.
Good, yeah.
The ramifications of this could be huge. And then later seeing him come out, like that's one of the scariest scenes in the MCU.
Horrifying.
And then they kind of just the rest of the movie turn him more into joking and fucking around. It's like, ah, that ruined the character. And
they're like, why you got to cut
well,
off?
I like that he's unbalanced. Yeah. I like that where he was
unhinged.
Like totally fine, paying him all the money he's deserved. And then he mentions it. Yeah, he's like Tony and he's like, what? I'm nothing like him. And cuts off the arm and then goes, oh God, I'm sorry. It'll be, and then he loses it again and knocks him down. And I like that.
What was the saying he said before that? And he's like, wait, Tony Stark used to say that.
Keep your friends close, your enemies richer or something. Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, and then, yeah, figure out who's who afterward or whatever the fuck it was.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was a cool saying.
An apple falls in the bush is two to kill the stone.
Anyways, Jarvis gets fucked up by this Ultron. He's like, little electricity's arcing out of his blue thing into Jarvis's gold thing. It doesn't look good. Cut out, though. There's a party happening out there, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this.
A little too long.
What?
Yeah. I love
the one
party.
Thing I didn't like was the ScarJo Hulk thing.
Really? Where did that come from in people's brains?
And
because the movie we had prior to this was some fucking hot scenes between Cap and ScarJo.
That was the flirting. Just a flirt.
They were this close
never,
away from sliding
they
into
were,
each other.
That never felt real. No.
Yeah, like, it was always like
that's why
we're
he makes the comment in this one. In this scene we're talking about. I've seen it up close.
Watching
That's
it the
that.
First time through, I was like, oh, this is weird that she's all over the place. Rewatching it, I'm like, oh, no, there was always a consistent path they're going to. We don't really know exactly how long Avengers 2 is after Avengers, how much time they've
personally,
spent
that's
together.
What I took away with it, and I was fine with it. Like, I liked the fact that there was this close bond between them, you know, her, like, talking about, the sun's getting pretty low, big guy. Like, let me touch your palm. You know what I mean?
Every time, by the way, she said that, I started giggling, because it's like, sun's getting low.
Ragnarok. It's so good.
Makes me want to watch Ragnarok again.
I liked that it seemed like just times passed and they have a relationship building off screen.
I feel like the writing wasn't good there because I agree with you of like, oh, they off screen they've done stuff, but then it feels like they still are having that first real conversation about like, are we together? I'm like, no, you need to either commit to one or the other.
Well, I think they've gotten close and I don't think that they've kissed. I think that is their first conversation to have a real thing of like
10 minutes later, they're having a conversation about having kids. It's like, it's weird. I feel like
10 minutes
like
days long. Later. It's later.
Okay. Days later,
shit.
They're talking about having kids.
Conversations move quick, man.
Yeah.
It's
they
also,
sure
I
do.
I don't even, it's not like they're not saying let's have kids. It's him saying,
I can't, we
can't ever have a normal life. Yeah, I'm green.
Which is great. Oh, man.
I don't know. I loved the party scene. The war machine stuff was funny.
Yeah.
The fucking hide the zucchini. Great line.
That was good. That's way later as well.
But yeah, I loved the party. I loved all the conversations that happened from the hammer stuff of them talking.
Such a great scene.
Oh, my God.
Joss Whedon is so good. The war machine telling his story and that coming back later. Stan Lee's cameo. All that was great. The one part about the party I didn't love was the ScarJo stuff.
A lot of it to me, the reason why I felt a little bit too long to me was it felt like just bonus scenes that you'd like deleted scenes.
I want to see those characters.
It was so
like
cool
that.
To see these characters in a different light. Like look at them all having fun together and like making jokes about like the hammer's clearly a joke. You know, like it's a gimmick, right?
It's not, though.
And then they all give it
the
a
end.
Try, and then there's that scene where Captain America goes to
and
to,
it just wiggles.
Yeah, and it wiggles moves. A little bit, and you see it in Thor, like yeah. being like, "Oh,
that's
fuck.
Great acting."
Yeah.
That whole so Hemsworth's entire thing there, non-verbally, and then yes, like it's so great, like it's so great.
And I totally forgot what that was set up for. I thought that was just a fun moment.
I forgot about that.
Of course, we get that set up later of like
so
that's
good.
How we can trust Vision because he's worthy, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so they're having a party. It's been great. It winds down to just being the Avengers. They're partying it up. Also, we get a nice little Falcon call out of that he's still on his missing persons case, reminding you of Bucky.
Well, it's not just the Avengers there. It's the Avengers and that Asian woman.
Dr.
Helen Cho, who in the comics is the mother of Amadeus Cho, a super genius teenager who's considered to be the seventh most intelligent person in the world. In the film, Dr. Cho is possessed by the Mind Stone, a possible explanation for the genius of her son, a 19-year-old Korean-American genius who's one of the 8 smartest people on Earth. Cho succeeded Bruce Banner as the Hulk in Totally Awesome Hulk number one. So that's the Asian Hulk that's going on right now in the comics.
Oh, I didn't know that's cool.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, for, you know, story purposes, of course, that she used her technology to graph Hawkeye's skin back on there because this moron got shot in the field like he'd all expect. You know what I mean?
He's just such a moron.
Getting old as shit. Like, let's not let that guy go.
She
out
drops
anymore.
The cradle reference there that she had her cradle. She could do this in like 10 seconds or whatever. And you're like, what's a cradle? We'll get to it. Don't worry. Meanwhile, yeah, they're all there. The party's done. And then Ultron comes out, delivers a rousing speech about how badass he is and how the Avengers are the problem. Cool fight scene happens here. The cool Iron Legion shoots out of the thing. Everybody starts fighting everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah. Maria Hill's there. She shoots some stuff.
Why do you think he chose like the broken one? Because there was non-broken ones. You know?
Yeah.
It's scarier. Send a fucking message.
Yeah. I mean, he's not there to fight him, right? He's just there to be like, yeah, I'm here to fuck your
lives
up.
I'm here and I can fucking do some crazy shit using the network.
What are we holding on for?
I want to take it back up because we've talked about MCU forever for years. And one of the biggest things is, oh, Iron Man 3 ends and all of a sudden he's back in Avengers. Rewatching now, it's like, oh, this totally makes sense. And it's like we were being so dramatic and pretending there's a plot hole where there wasn't. Like him doing the whole clean slate, he's like, we're starting over. And him coming back with the Iron Legion, it's like in Iron Man 3, he was going crazy making a bunch of different suits for very specific reasons to do all these things that you're never going to actually do. Now it's just like, oh, it's for peacekeeping. That's all that it is. And like, it is going to be this defense.
Well,
and
not
like,
only that, we had him in Iron Man 3 trying to do it all. And then in this, we have a whole legion of people. He got smart, basically. He was like, I can't do it all. I don't need a suit for every single thing. I can't possibly be everywhere. Let's figure out, like, this is 2.0 of that, and 3.0 is Ultron.
So I bought it.
I still think the messaging of Iron Man 3's ending is muddled. But I agree with you that it does. Again, watching this all in context, yeah, it plays better than it did with years in between where I'm like, that's going to be really fascinating. They never touch it, really. Anyways, they fight Ultron there. Ultron delivers all the shit. Thor breaks him at the end. They break all the other guys. Good, that's it. But Ultron's out of the building. He's in the internet. He's everywhere now.
One of them escaped with the staff, too.
Right, exactly, yeah. And Thor gave chase, couldn't catch up to him. They come back. They yell at Stark. They yell at each other for a while. They figure it kind of out. From here.
And that's the moment that I paused the movie for the first time and was like, holy shit, there's an hour and a half left in this movie.
2 hours, 20 minutes on this flick. Yeah.
So much.
I assume we jump back. Yeah, we jump with Ultron to Sokovia, right? Where the twins come in.
We see Claw. Am I jumping ahead? There,
you're jumping ahead. Oh, yeah. Okay. Unless you're talking, did Claw get introduced before?
No, you're right. He's in the church.
He's in the church in Sokovia. The twins come in. He's like, hey, why? And she's like, I can't read your mind. He gets up and goes, I'm a fucking robot. Meow, 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 meow. She goes, why are you meowing? I could have made a better flip. this is where they tell their rousing story of the Stark bomb. And he's like, we're on the same page. We got this fucking together. Let's take him down. Let's hit him where it hurts. All this jazz. All right, great. Blah, blah.
Yeah, the first scene that you see them together, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, you're like, y'all a little close.
Little too close.
I got a fun thing there, too. While Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen weren't subjected to the incestuous dynamic that was introduced in the Ultimates comics, because if you guys don't know, they fucking get there. Fuck on.
Really?
The comics.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Ultimates are really fucked up.
It's real fucked up. The actors made sure they referenced all aspects of the characters. According to Olsen, while there was no overt realization of that side of their relationship, she and her on-screen brother played around with certain parts of it. Quote, every time you see an image of them, they're always holding each other's hand and looking over each other's shoulder. They're always so close, it's almost uncomfortable. Aaron and I have been playing a little bit with those kinds of images just for ourselves.
Nasty.
Get it, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I think from here now we go to Claw, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think you go back to the Avengers and they're like, where would they go? I think it's like, oh, he probably wants to make a better suit.
Okay.
And he's going to need metal.
Yeah, okay.
Who handles the metal?
Yeah.
Then it's like, Claw!
And yeah, Tony knows him from a few shows or something.
And he's like, I never sold anything to him.
Yeah. But yeah, all right, cool. He's got vibranium. We look at Cap's shield for a second and we know what we're talking about. Great. Off there to this tanker ship then we go to where, Andy Serkis. Friend of Kinda Funny, famed actor that everyone at this table respects and loves.
Great hair in this.
Looks built.
You know jacked to the teeth.
I was going
to
say, me and Kevin met this man. I've interviewed this man. I feel like if I could hug and break him in real life, but he looks great in this movie.
Yeah.
Could he fuck me up in real life? I don't know. Did he look like he could fuck me up?
No, I've met him in real life, too. I did a press line where he was on there.
Yeah.
You would kill him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, Andy. I love you very much.
He has acted in several films just on all fours. Like, he is fucking athletic.
You think he has core strength?
I mean, yeah, he's got good knuckle strength.
How does he look though when he does it, Nick?
He's nailing it. You're nailing it.
Really good. I went Gollum first, and I was like, oh, no, there's a better
one. I saw the transition, and I loved it.
I did. It was very good.
I said it in Black Panther, and I'll say it again here. My least favorite character in the MCU.
I like him.
Man. Here I fucking hate him.
You like Quicksilver more than Andy Serkis.
Quicksilver is the same as shit.
Yeah, Quicksilver fucking sucks. But this guy like is supposed to be cool and funny.
Also, remember the Dark Elf. Cool from just, you know.
Fuck this guy. Don't like him.
Wow. You're what
those guys are not supposed to be cool.
You're what I lovingly call an asshat, all right? You don't know anything.
I'll fucking take it.
You didn't like. You didn't like the whole, he's talking about the glowfish and the candy.
The cuddlefish?
Cuddlefish.
That was awesome. That was great. I'm like, I know what your power is and I know what you're going to do. So that's what
it's
going
to
be.
This is what I'm afraid of. See that? You're not the one I need to be talking to.
Yeah, exactly. Ultron shows up, and he's like, there is no man in charge. I'm the robot. Yeah. And they're like, oh, fuck, you want the vibranium? Oh, fuck, but I'll give it to you, and I'll sell it to you. And he's like, all right, here's a fair price. Here's a whole bunch of money. And you sit there, and you go, I don't like Ultron, but I respect him.
Good deal.
I like that he's taking care of people. But then Claw...
But he doesn't care. He's going to kill him later.
Yeah, Claw goes a little bit too far, of course, and mentions that that's a Tony Starkism, gets his arm cut off, very sad, but eventually in Black Panther...
Joss Whedon says, Star Wars reference here, I'm obsessed with Star Wars, and it didn't start out as intentional, but it became intentional, including that beat that you referenced. It sort of happens in every Star Wars movie, but I was sort of looking at it. It's like, okay, is Phase 2 or Empire Strikes Back? Not really, but totally things are a little different. Somebody gets their arm cut off in every Phase 2 movie. Every single one. So that's when he gets his arm cut off there.
Okay.
So Aldrich Killian.
Who else gets their arm cut off?
Aldrich Killian.
But it grows back.
Iron Man 3.
Mm.
Groot.
Bucky.
In Guardians.
But they grow back.
In Winter Soldier.
It does not grow back.
They give him Thor in Dark World. Gets his hand cut off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got money to pay for
it. I don't remember about Ant-Man. We'll have to stay tuned next week to figure it out.
We'll see.
It's a good question. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I thought that was a really
painted.
It's the scene where he's holding out Michael Douglas and just sawing his arm off.
Wait, there is a scene, the post-credit scenes, remember? They're cutting off, like, aren't they cutting?
Winter Soldier's locked in.
They're not cutting it off.
Yeah,
they're not cutting it off.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought that was a really interesting moment, seeing Ultron just lose his shit.
Yeah.
And really show how totally unhinged he is.
Yeah.
Where it's like one wrong comment and he just lopped off his arm and then was like, oh, my bad. Oh, and then again, he brings up Tony Stark and it pushes him down. Yeah.
That was awesome. And as he gets ready to leave, the Avengers show up. Hit the music, Andy.
Ba, 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 ba.
Ta-da. And like Iron Man gets some good jabs in at Ultron, and then like Ultron makes a reference before Iron Man can. He's like, I was 2 seconds away or whatever. It's funny, it's great. And then we're off to the races, lets everybody fight, and then we starts fighting everybody. You know what I mean?
Quicksilver's running around.
Yeah, great scene where Thor throws the hammer. Quicksilver grabs it and gets pulled down.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very awesome. Cool. And then, they decide that, all right, cool, it's time for put Scarlet Witch into play. She's going to walk around and sneak up on everybody and fuck with their minds. Yeah. She starts with Thor, who warns everybody and says he can fight it off because he is mighty. And then he's immediately into his dream sequence.
That was very funny, though.
Very funny. Yeah. Very, very funny.
Right.
His dream sequence, of course, is him with Hyman up there.
Hyman's got
his eyes back, and he's having a party. And he mentions hell, and I sat on it the entire movie, and at the end I was like, wasn't that awesome when he mentioned to Jen? I'm like, when he mentioned hell, and that's who he'll fight. And she's like, no, that's hella.
Hella, yeah.
And I was like, ah, fuck, that didn't play at all for a second. Mm-hmm. Hell's just hell for them. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
It's hell with one L, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
hell is with the one.
Is that the fireplace he goes to, where the
dragon thing is?
But also Syrah. No,
I forgot his name. But
but that one bad dude who ends up destroying Asgard.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, she walks up, gets Black Widow. Scarlet Witch gets Black Widow. And she starts seeing ballerinas and her training in the Scarlet Room.
A bunch of fucked up scenes and like gurneys being pushed and like people without mouths and stuff.
Yeah,
that was really fucked up. But it also made me super interested. Like, I hope that we get a Black Widow. Like,
that's the rumor,
I
want
to see more of that world.
It came out a couple weeks ago. Red Sparrow is what it's called.
I heard it's terrible. The rumor is that we're supposed to get a Black Widow movie, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the next one.
People are saying.
This is one of those situations where you look back again on it, though, and you're like, why didn't she just kill them? Same with Tony Stark, right? When he was there, she's like, we hate Tony Stark so much. She snuck up on him. Kill him. You have the opportunity to do that. You could have killed all of these people here. Why don't you just kill him? I don't know.
Because they got to take him down. Man.
I get it. At one point, he was like, you're going to make them martyrs? And it's like, well, they don't. What the fuck do they care? What do they care?
Yeah.
All you want is to kill this guy. This is your whole life was spent wanting to kill these people. Sure. And all of a sudden, you hatch this elaborate plan in the hopes that the Avengers, the Earth's mightiest soldiers, won't figure out a way to beat you in the end.
But then couldn't Quicksilver just at any moment walk up with a box cutter and
You would think so, right? Guy that can move faster than anything.
I mean, with all due respect, seems like most people could walk over.
She could like red smoke their brains and just like.
It's just these are those moments where I look back and I'm like, maybe I should be an evil villain because I feel like I would be better at planning this shit.
But
hey,
see, no, that's
you sneak up on someone,
go right into your fucking brain. But just a little red thing. But the problem you're doing
is just like this is just comics in general. You know what I mean? This is why the villains in real life are so boring. But in like that's why again I would respect
the Grappler. Panache.
Yeah. The Grappler.
Everybody check out that Game Over Greggy show. There's something.
The
there.
One that makes sense is the Hulk though. When we get
Captain
to the Hulk,
America
that makes
also
sense.
Gets his brains go whoop whoop, and he goes back and tries to get his dance with Peggy Carter and stuff and his like USO show thing. But whatever. No big deal.
Yeah.
So they're all fucked up. Everybody's fucked up there. Iron Man's chasing Ultron. Ultron's just giving him the old 1-2. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
1-2
He's keeping him busy. Meanwhile, Black Widow tried to get Hawkeye, you know, this moron that everybody thinks is like such a big deal.
Yeah.
Hawkeye too fast turns around, puts a little dart right on her head.
Yeah.
It was an accident. He's a moron.
Yeah, no, he knew what he was doing this time. But it's the thing I appreciate that they're like, man, everybody hates Hawkeye, right? Nobody cares about Hawkeye. We'll let him get the one up here. You know
this
what I mean?
Is really his movie. At the end of the day, compared to any other movies. They're like, yeah. We're going to give him as many scenes as we possibly can to make things make sense. I do appreciate it. I think they did a good job with balancing throughout this movie the idea of the mortals and the people with superpowers and like putting people in positions where they do need to use their brains like he did there to outwit the situation or keeping them smartly away from like the real danger. Because
yeah.
Shit can get real bad.
Yeah. Quicksilver gets Scarlet Witch outside. She's got a brain freeze up there. You know what I mean? She got electrified brain. Oh,
yeah.
And he's like,
it hurts. Are you okay? Yeah, no, I'm fine.
He's like, I'm just gonna run back in there and kill everybody. And she's like, no. Let's keep with the plan. And she sees Banner out there like, this is Code Green. And then cut back to
nailed it. That Iron, was a good
Iron Man and Ultron are there. And then Iron Man's about to get him. And Ultron's like, hey man, you probably want to check on Dr. Banner or whatever. Pretty fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
The awesome. Oh, this leads up to the best scene, I think, in the movie, personally. I enjoy this quite a bit. I love this whole
thing. I really like the line, too, where he was like, I'm there, too. Like, I'm here, but I'm also, Ultron was saying,
it
doesn't matter. You've defeated one robot.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Like,
So we know this is part of the plan. There's Bruce Banner.
You
good luck.
Dumb.
Yeah.
And so Iron Man does a quick heads-up Twitter display search. Looking for Hulk and stuff, finds out he's over there and wherever the fuck it is.
Destroying the city?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they shoot over there, have a knockdown, drag out fight.
Veronica. Joss Whedon says, I decided to call Veronica because he used to be in love with a girl named Betty, and Veronica is the opposite of that. As a reference to Archie comics. There.
That's really good. Pretty cool.
That's one of the coolest concepts of like Hulk a floating Buster. Mobile armory that just re-equips you whenever you need more shit. That's so cool.
I don't remember why, but they showed the satellite before.
Yeah.
Right? Like there was something like where they show the satellite and then later he like does the code Veronica.
There was a point. They mentioned Veronica early in the movie and I think they showed that, but they didn't explain what it was.
Mm. Did they show it?
They mentioned Veronica for sure.
They mentioned Veronica.
They set it up.
We see because Banner's like, I helped design it. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was the moment where they showed Veronica. Like they showed the actual satellite.
I remember seeing it early on before this fight happened.
They showed the satellite.
It might have been on like a screen or something, but we definitely saw the thing in space.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, shoots down Hulkbuster. They have a knockdown, drag out fight there.
Great,
it's awesome.
Fight.
Go to sleep is the best part.
Boom. I'm sorry.
That was such a good moment.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Yeah. We have that one moment, the great moment where he's like, how quickly can we buy this building? And then just
immediately
fucking pile drives
it.
Him in, which knocks him out of it. And then he realizes the repercussions of like what he's done. And that's where I actually thought this makes sense as a plan to discredit the Avengers, to turn people against them. The one thing you can do is get Hulk to go fucking ape shit on a town, and that's exactly what they did.
For the first time.
That
publicly. Publicly.
And they kind of gloss over it, right? They kind of gloss over, like, we haven't seen that level of rage come out of him, like, until now.
Because they kept his first New York thing totally under wraps with Abomination, and then his second New York thing in Avengers, like, looked like a good thing.
Looked dope.
Yeah, and then this is,
fucking crazy. But good scene, though.
Yeah,
great scene. Then we're back on the old Quinjet there. Everybody's gotten
disassembled.
Everybody got mind fucked, Chris Angel style, and they just cannot keep it together.
Mind freak.
Maria Hill's like, don't fucking bother coming back here, man. Some people are thinking about arresting Banner. I'm like, that's an interesting choice, but okay. No, we're arresting him, right? We're putting him down. Sure, they should have fucking bristle mustache man there. What's the from the Hulk movie?
Thunderbolt.
Oh, General Ross.
Ross.
Yeah, he should be there. Right, he's up.
Terrible movie.
It's not that bad.
Hawkeye knows the safe house. Mm. We go there. It's a farmhouse. He gets in there. Tony has the great lines of, she's an agent. their little agents. But no, it's Hawkeye's dumb fucking family that doesn't have a TV.
Linda Cardellini.
They live out here in the country.
Mm-hmm. Weird. This is weird to me.
Really?
Yeah. It was so... watching the first time, I was like, all right.
When Hawkeye joined S.H.I.E.L.D., Nick Fury kept this all off the books.
I'm Nick Fury.
What is Nick Fury?
I'm Nick Fury. You do me one solid, I do you one solid.
And that's what happened, all right. Thor immediately is like, peace. I'm not going to stay here.
I'm seeing some
visions. There's more from my vision I need to investigate, and the answers won't be found here, my lord. And he takes off. Just up and just
yeah. Nailed it.
He's gone. Everybody else is just going to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
This little staycation.
Yeah.
There in Montana, wherever.
Funny clip in there too when Thor steps on the Legos and then pushes them under the thing after he breaks them. Funny stuff.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to bunk up in beds. Hawkeye doesn't think that'll work with a laugh. And then she calls out the fact that Banner and ScarJo got something going on.
They call her Nat.
Yeah.
It shows that like she's been a friend of the family.
Aunt Nat. She knows about the family. Yeah. She knows the family. Aunt Nat. Yeah.
There's nothing cool about kids. Just want everyone to know that.
But it was nice that he had his own little separate world that was totally different from.
That's antithetical to his character.
Kids weren't losing their shit. What?
How long have we been recording this? He's already got a pee?
Oh,
crazy.
That's what he does. He's had two now.
15 LaCroix.
I don't even know.
It's the purple ones. They're the most
the kids
potent.
Weren't losing their shit to see.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, look, yeah.
But if
there
your
they are.
Dad's a superhero, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if your dad's Hawkeye, you know what I mean?
Hey, everybody, it's a scare team. When he comes, when he gets back, be like, and we just reviewed the last six movies, Ragnarok, or no, Black Panther. That's just scary.
Oh, I wish we had another graphic that puts it at number one. We don't know how it works, but just somehow.
So then we keep going. We get some more exposition. We're at the house for a while. They chop wood in a very fun scene between Captain America and Iron
Don't
Man.
Take from my pile.
I like that one a lot. I like it
so
a lot.
So funny. Also, there's a note here.
A note here from the movies. The wood was from an oak tree.
Oh, thank you very much. I do enjoy, as I tweeted out, that like by the end of the movie in general, but like just in general through this rewatch, how much I'm enjoying Captain America. I liked his motivations a lot here. I liked the speeches he was giving. I liked I found myself being on his side for the first time rather than Tony's side.
I mean, I think since Winter Soldier, we've been seeing Civil War, the build up to it. Like,
yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Also hard not to be on Captain America's side when his argument is don't. Make fucking giant things like
don't
this.
Don't fuck with me.
With one
number three
second of thought. Yeah. This is the whole plan here. What was the plan? It was just so ill-conceived.
Mrs. Hawkeye comes out and says, go in the barn, fuck with the tractor. Tony goes in there to do that. And then
Tony's like, don't take from my pile.
We already said that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
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 You
moment.
You got shit out of order.
You had to pee.
Yeah, you couldn't just pee before the show. Yeah.
I did.
Pee into a LaCroix can next time.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Spread it around.
I cut my dick on the thing.
Anyways, Nick Fury's in there. What does Nick Fury say?
I'm Nick Fury.
He does say I'm Nick Fury.
I snuck in here so no one else would see me. Except the next scene, I'm with everyone.
He does leave the barn after that and go back inside, and they start hashing a plan to take down Ultron. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what would he need? What he wants to evolve like this butterfly the little Hawkeye girl drew. All right, cool. So that's Kate Bishop.
Sorry. Moron girl. Yeah.
But all it was weird because they bring that all that discourse. Obviously, they were having this part with the team's like, we don't know if we can still work as a team. We don't have any resources. And he tells a story of his like, when I beat fucking commies or whatever it was, I had myself and my wits, and we've got each other, and that's all we need. And it's like, okay, cool. And then they just kind of make that leap in logic of like, what would he need? And he's like, well, he wants to evolve because he said evolve at one point, and someone picked up on that. So I guess he wants to evolve.
You want a body.
Who evolves things.
Bodies.
Which why he would want a body is beyond me, because it seems counterintuitive to want one body and be stuck in one body when you obviously have this amazing power of being everywhere all at once on the internet, anywhere you want to fucking be.
But that's why you're not Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is a smart man. He's thinking about this stuff.
I also don't think the one body would have limited
Helen Cho.
Yeah, he still would have been everywhere. Yeah.
It isn't until Vision shows up and does that thing where he goes inside and makes them all gold,
locks
but he's locked down. That he's like, oh fuck,
got it.
We talked about it earlier, but upstairs outside the shower, ScarJo almost came into the shower, but it wasn't the right time. She decided, mm-hmm. And then they have the conversation about kids, which I don't think is literally like us having kids. I think it's just this: I'm a fucking monster. You'll never have a life. You'll never have this. She's like, I'm already a monster. I can't have kids either. Very touching scene.
Did you think that
like her a lot?
Can't masturbate.
I mean, there's a lot of things they've kind of let slide since the Edward Norton hit flick.
Mm-hmm.
The Incredible.
I just picture like a six foot long dick.
It was on the go.
Six feet long?
Huh?
It'd be like a foot.
Ah, man, it's girthy, but, dude.
That shit got girthy.
Yeah, dude.
It's got a fucking... So, yeah, they're like, yeah, they figure out, no, has anybody checked on Cho? No, they haven't. Back in Korea. Ultron is there. He wants her to work on him. He uses the old Loki deal. Hits her, makes her start working on the cradle, on the body, all that jazz. Yeah, so Avengers get over there to fuck some shit up and see what's happening sideways. They get there. They start the download process of putting Ultron into the body. At this point, Scarlet Witch mm-hmm. can, in fact, read his mind, sees the meteor crashing. You're a big meanie, she says. I don't like your style.
You want to kill everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got like a weird ponytail. And he keeps disconnecting and connecting.
And then we get the quickest turn from bad guy to good guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Scarlet Witch then, wait, for him or her?
For Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Just being like,
but that made sense. Their plan was to kill the Avengers.
They didn't see
his
them being
plan
bad
was to
guys.
Destroy the world.
Yeah. I never saw them as
so,
bad
and
guys.
And they have that moment of like, should we turn on him?
Yeah.
Let's turn on him.
Then she does the cool thing where she does the red voodoo to Cho. She gets undone. Ultron sees through that right away. Shoots everybody in the fucking room.
Yeah, I like his reaction. Like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't want to kill you.
Yeah. And so they take the cradle, put it on a truck. They're going to get out of there. Avengers show up. They want it. They want this truck. They want to stop it and everything else like that. We get a cool fight scene again. Oh, they figure it out. Captain America jumps down there. Clint there, the moron known as Hawkeye, he doesn't think that Captain America can hang in there. Captain gives it like depressed. Thanks, man. Thanks for the pep talk as I go in to fight this fucking giant robot.
I think that was a really cool moment too, where it was like, no, you don't understand. Like, this guy's way above you. And Cap just being like, fuck, well, I don't have another choice. Like, I have to go in there.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
So they have a cool fight scene, I think.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like how it ended with the fucking truck flying away and like,
I thought that was cool because I like that one part where she's like, I'm gonna ride the lightning and ride this thing into the other thing.
Yeah, no, that was cool. It just looked dumb as all fuck.
Oh yeah,
but no, that it was cool of her going into the other ship.
Interesting how these Ultron like robots can turn themselves into like the head opens up and becomes a rocket.
I like that.
I liked it too. It's just like, how did they plan for this?
That seems like something Tony Stark would do. Right? Because this is based on... These are the Iron Legion, right?
No. At this point, he's been making more in Sokovia.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, I feel like that would
and
be...
He's taken over the old Hydra
plant. You're right. I still feel like that would be something they would do for something similar to this.
There's another cool scene that I think we may have missed where he's, like, waking up.
There are no strings
plant,
on me,
and
they all start,
singing.
Yeah, that was cool.
This scene I thought was cool, but there was a couple missed opportunities. Namely, they have the part where the train goes off the rails and Quicksilver is sent out in front to, like, clear the path, which I was like, oh, that's a cool concept, but just the way they did it,
you're totally right.
God, why do I care about this character?
Again, back to what you were talking about earlier, not to compare him to the good Quicksilver, but again, that would have played so much better in slow motion. If it would have been slow-mo of like the
guy
thing going
like,
in,
yeah, guys eating something like, oh, shit, and it just gets taken out with the fucking bowls still there or something.
Maybe with him saying kind of funny, witty things.
And he's listening to Pink Floyd while he does it.
Yeah, absolutely. He has a Rush t-shirt on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good...
But all that's happening, yeah, Scarlet Witch is on. The Captain America's fighting Ultron in the train. All the stuff's happening. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, like you said, they get, Aunt Nat gets the body out of the one thing and into Hawkeye's ship. They get away. They get away with the body. Everybody's super excited about that. Ultron's all pouty about it. Back to Avengers Tower. they bring the cradle there. Right. And
Tony's like, I'll take it apart. Give me a second.
So no, hold on. So yeah, it was that Aunt Nat got lost in the thing. So she was gone. Hawkeye immediately took the cradle back to New York where Tony Stark was with Bruce Banner. Sokovia 1 and 2 are there with Captain America. And that's when she does the thing of like, Tony Stark's just going to fucking destroy it like he does every time. He's going to do the exact same thing and you can come back to New York. And yeah, he's like, we're going to fucking animate this bitch. We're going to put, I found Jarvis. Jarvis is okay, right? Jarvis? Hello, and they're like, oh, great. Jarvis is alive.
He's alive.
Yeah. So we're going to put Jarvis inside this motherfucker now. Okay, there's a great idea with this, the stone and all that shit that we don't even fully understand, but we're going to use it for this power or whatever. That whole conversation happens. They start the whole transfer download, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Captain America walks in. He ain't having this. He's not happy about this business. The twins get some verbiage in there. Then Thor just...
Meanwhile, Thor's in the cave.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
And then, so he gets the vision, seeing the stone, seeing...
He sees all the stones.
Sees vision. Right?
Yeah. Does he see vision?
Yeah, he sees Vision's face.
So, vision was kind of Thor's vision. That's the name.
That's why he's Vision, but he was also Ultron's Vision.
Ultron's Vision. And he says you were my Vision.
But
that's a good moment.
It's weird, though, because, yeah, Thor just kind of gets that fucking vision of the stones and understands things and then flies back and thunders him.
Let's back up for a second. We missed probably the best scene.
Nope.
So when Thor decides to take his shirt off to get into the water.
With Eric Solvid.
Fucking
ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for what? Give me that, Andy.
Oh, I forgot the song. Oh, no, I remember. Were they born in labs? Now it's time to rank those abs.
Boom. Chris Hemsworth, of course, ranking at number one on the list for Thor. I'm going to put, we didn't actually get to see his abs too much on this, so it's going to rank dead last. But if we do rank his back muscles,
you got that, the V on the back.
Number one. He got, I feel like he was bigger in this movie than he was in Thor Dark World. I just want everyone to realize that. Like, it was noticeable. His triceps and biceps and shoulder definition were unfucking paralleled to the point where my wife and my mother-in-law and myself both gasped when we saw him for the first time bare-armed in this. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, unfortunately, he has to rank last. We didn't really get a good shot of the abs, but I know that he has it in him to come back with it.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. I must be smoking crack. Now it's time to rank that motherfucking back.
Number one on the list, Chris Hemsworth, Age of Ultron.
Boom. Great. Great.
And there you go. So Thor comes in, flies in.
I liked Quicksilver while everybody's arguing about it, just running around and unplugging everything. Like, this is stupid. It's done. Then, yeah, Thor comes in, lightning bolt right into the Vision, the old noodle there through the stone. Vision pops out, fucking Paul Bettany naked
and
with
pink face. And he's fucking Jarvis.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so cool.
Awesome.
So one of those things where I didn't know going in, and like I knew casting and stuff. But
at what point did they figure that out? Because
Paul, can you please start doing sit-ups?
Yeah, can you get fucking jacked, and why are you so tall in real life?
Wimbledon, great movie, watch
it. There was that trivia that we had with Iron Man, where Paul Bettany did Jarvis and had no idea what he was doing and didn't give a shit and hadn't seen Iron Man. So I wonder at what point, possibly when Iron Man became really big, I'm guessing he was like, oh, maybe this might be a cool thing for me. Because you have to imagine it's like half a day's of voice, maybe a day of VO work for him.
That's it.
Walking into a studio, getting paid, cashing that check and walking out. So at some point, someone had the bright idea of like, well, he's already doing the voice and he's a good looking guy. He's got a good physique. Let's make him Vision. But I just want to know when that happened.
And in my opinion, the best costume character design
awesome
I've ever seen in like really a superhero good makeup movie.
Wow.
I love the color scheme. I love I don't even, is it CG on like, because it
I
looks
think it's just makeup. Yeah, I think it's just makeup.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The way his head looks.
There's CG involved for sure.
There's got to be CG involved because I've seen screen caps of him in the suit and his ears pop out way more because they have to make space for his ears. But like in the movie,
Paul, do you mind if we shave down your ears?
In the movie, it's, you know, it's very very streamlined. But yeah. I love the sort of reflective dark blue silver look, so and cool. Then like big the matte pink. That's awesome.
Big fan of when he stops fighting, obviously, turns around and like talks to Thor and apologizes, and then grows sees the cape and like grows his own cape. Yeah. Like, that's fucking
so cool, man.
And we get the scene of like, what have you done? This is fucked up. Thor's like, no. Tony was right to do this. We need him. This is my vision. I've gone to this weird world that we didn't really explain what it was or why it's interesting or why this is important, but very pivotal moment in this film. So maybe this is some cuts on the deleted scenes or on the cutting room floor that kind of explain why he went to this vision place and didn't die.
When he's having this vision thing, like, they showed like the Infinity Stones like together and
coming
it looked
together,
like a
fist.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
That was dope.
Yeah. No, like you're saying, this is clearly the movie that has the most like, here's Black Panther, we're leading to Civil War, here's what's happening with more Thanos stuff to lead you to, you know, Infinity War.
But I fucking love the shot where he's like, everyone's like, we don't know if we can trust this guy or not. And he walks up with the hammer. He's like, here, it's time to go. And everyone's like, it's just the look on their faces is perfect. Yep. Nothing needs to be said.
I totally forgot about that. And it that was like another fun, I got to relive that moment. That was cool.
Do you think in an alternate timeline, he goes on to rule Asgard? He's just like, fuck it, I'm going to go to that planet with all the cool gods.
Nah, not once he starts fucking Scarlet Witch. He's like, you know what? I got a good thing.
It's going to change him. Yeah.
Oof. Nice.
Is that him or her?
What was that?
Her? I don't know. Yeah. It's my battle call for sex.
Was that Falcon getting mad?
on Sundays when I want sex from my wife, I go, ha-ha!
No. Okay.
No? I don't think I do that?
That's success why I only get it once a week.
Zero. Also, shout out to Falcon.
0-0.
And War Machine, just kind of being here. Random little parts here and
great
there.
Great stuff. So we are assembled now. Let's go to Skakovia. Let's fuck some shit up there. We get there, and again, all these fucking yellow belly pricks who wanted to talk shit about the Avengers now, begging for help. I'd be like, no.
Dial it back, though, because the way we figure out that he's in Skakovia is that apparently Black Widow's character gets locked in a cage with all this equipment.
Right.
And she starts doing Morse code or some shit. What the fuck was it?
My takeaway from that, I didn't think it was she was locked in with equipment. I thought she took something apart from her suit.
No, she definitely had like a little computer next to her.
It was like a fucking ham radio.
It looked like it had some other purpose or it was broken. And she, like,
I thought it was wires she had frayed together.
Just FYI, if you have a fucking prison cell, probably not best to leave a lot of high-tech equipment that can be communication.
See, it was low-tech. It was low-tech. She was like, Hawkeye was looking and Hawkeye just back channels. Human
way. What was he looking for? I'm going to look for everything, Morse including code, random radio frequency codes.
Who else is Morse coding right now?
Tony Stark mentioned that, like, does she have any old school traditional spy stuff of talking to you?
It was a little sad when Ultron, like, when she wakes up for the first time and Ultron's like,
I have no one.
I have no one, so yeah. I'm going to tell you this stuff.
No, and that it was like, what that was a good scene.
I love that, though. But I also love the, like, what doesn't kill me, and then the other one fucking grabs him.
That was terrifying.
A bigger version,
I'm like, where's this? I want more of this.
Here's the question, though. So he got all of the vibranium.
Yeah.
Did he make the full suit out of vibranium, or was it just parts of
no,
it?
No. He made the full suit out of vibranium, right? And then the core thing that was going to lift the meteor up.
It was the vibranium had bonded with the cells. So it was organic vibranium tissue. So
a vision.
Vision.
I'm talking about the suit that... that the Ultron big, made, the big Ultron the big suit, was that vibranium?
It was like a normal suit. I don't think so. It just gets destroyed, though.
Yeah, because they fucking have they, a real easy time destroying it at the end, right?
It was just the giant...
The core of the thing.
Whatever propelled it up.
It didn't seem like there was enough vibranium there to make a giant core that big. I'm just throwing it out
What's
there. It was
the funny
a small
thing about vibranium, man?
Full of vibranium.
So, real quick, to jump into Black Panther, that was the vibranium that was stolen.
The claw stole.
Yes. Started...
That they were like, there's one person who's ever snuck into and got in and out, and it's this one asshole.
And it was the same
him.
Cylinders, right?
Mm-hmm. The most valuable acid on the earth, and they made a frisbee with it.
That was funny.
I love
that.
Do we see Claw again in Civil War?
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
So the next time we see him is Black Panther?
Yeah, he was mo-capping as one of the buildings.
You guys want some hard candy?
Mm.
Yeah, I cannot do a South African accent.
That was really funny, though, because he was just so out there. Like, yeah.
Spacey McGacy.
Candy? It was like, what?
A South African accent, you just have to roll your R's.
You have to be like,
but it sounds like British.
Hard candy?
It's close. You're getting there.
I learned from District 9. These fucking Bruns, man.
The Bruns
everywhere, man.
It's that and the dude that was in 18 that they, for whatever reason, keep making a bad guy and everything, and he's not a bad guy. He's comic relief. Just no one realizes that. Sharp played Copley or whatever his name is.
Yeah, from District 9.
Yeah, he's great.
Charlton Copley.
There it is. But they always keep making him bad guys and stuff. Like, no, he's not a bad guy. Don't make him bad guy.
So we're back in Sokovia.
Bad guy in Elysium.
Why? They make a big deal about getting all the civilians out. Some of them are mind controlled to get them out.
Because they don't know. They
did
know
you just take 4 Benadryls? What happened to you?
I'm just catching us back up to speed. You know what I mean? Sometimes the train gets off the tracks. Maybe.
Like this movie.
Yeah. Some of them are mind controlled that they immediately forget. Because I don't know why you want to just mind control everybody. Get them out. Because then we get to a scene where nobody knows how to drive. And Captain America's like waving his arms frantically. I'm like, well... Why didn't you just mind control everybody and have them go in orderly lines, you know, like self-driving cars?
They're new powers.
I digress.
She can't use it on
She's
that
using them pretty
scale.
Well. She's using them pretty well. I mean, you know what I mean? In that same.
We also had Quicksilver come in there, tell everyone to leave, and they
nobody did. That was funny. He comes back and shoots the gun. Yeah, you get off your asses. Right, cool. Yeah, exactly. Sokovia, man. And correct me if I'm wrong. You probably have this. This is the country that the princess, right? Anne Hathaway is in charge of, right?
Yes, and Princess Diaries. 100%. Same country. That's why it's so poorly. Run. They let fucking Anne Hathaway run their government.
All right, teen girl, come in and do it.
Cool.
You gotta walk, man.
You're fine.
They do that. Then they're gonna fight, and then it's we're on this place. We're in this place a long time.
It feels like a long time.
I feel
time.
Like we're here a long time doing the same things a lot over and over.
Yeah,
and over
not
again.
Much happens that's cool, but at that point, the helicarrier comes, and it's like Samuel Jackson.
We're just when it seems like we're all gonna give up, and everybody's making their peace with dying on this fucking rock. No.
We got a helicarrier. We took out a mothballs.
Now, fun thing. That I didn't notice. On the helicarrier, when he goes in, it's like, is that S.H.I.E.L.D.? And it's like, oh, no.
This is what S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is supposed should
to
be, whatever. And you see a bunch of people. One of the guys that it zooms in on for an uncomfortably long time
is
the
guy.
Dude from Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
That was the terminal that refused to do it. Oh. Yeah, they noticed that.
That was cool.
Yeah, Jen was like, oh, look at this callback to this guy. I'm like, good job, Jen.
Now, it's
good
important job. To note that at this point, Ultron is cut off from the internet. He can't get back on the internet. So in his grand scheme of things to do, okay, he was like, I'm going to take these guys on head first, right? At no point am I going to at least have one drone
Would have been really smart.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Just in case this crazy fucking plan of mine to make my own meteorite and rocket it back toward the Earth, which I don't know if that's going to...
Cool-ass plan, man.
Great plan.
I'll fucking
Not
buy
sure
it.
If that's how physics work, but whatever.
The way they explained it, it was one of those things I'm like...
Sure.
This is a dumb evil villain plan.
Extinction event.
It's
why not?
Pretty cool.
Right? But you would just think that you're like, hey, since I can't duplicate myself, let me just take one dude. One dude. Stick him over at a cafe, a Starbucks someplace, like, just to see what mm-hmm. happens. If all goes well and everyone dies, cool. I'll just kill myself. Whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter. No. We're all hundreds of thousands of Ultrons swarming this island, this in the sky, and they're just gonna go.
Another
out.
Scary moment. I really liked the way they moved, like on the walls, like fucking yeah. Yeah. Like,
was
cool. Spider things.
That's freaky.
But like some of them like flew and so, yeah, some like why are they
but
crawling?
But it was scarier that way. Yeah. Everyone so was looking up the side and being like, whoa.
Look at Andy's hair on the side there. It's just totally doing a whole new thing.
That's how he does it, man. That's doing what Andy a whole does. New thing. So yeah, there is a lot of fighting of these Ultrons and, yeah. and there's a lot of moving civilians around. And there's a lot of the church and stuff. And when they finally all fight at the church, it's like, all right, this is pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Spin around really close shots to hide the fact that there'd be no way to defeat these things. But okay.
Way, way too close shots. And yeah. that was my problem is like that was supposed to be the money shot of the whole movie. And there's I would say approximately 5 seconds that are like, holy fuck.
There's some cool shit that happens
so,
there, yeah.
So cool. But then, yeah, like they do that, the shot, the top down shot where you see them all. I'm like, this is great. But then, yeah, that turns into generic action fight scenes where it's like, oh, the camera's way too cutty and is directing you to what you need to see, which really shows you that everything else going on doesn't matter.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, it's kind of generic. Then they all kind of go out and triple beam shoot Ultron.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's cool.
Totally seemed like a theme park VR experience that you would go and be at and be like, oh, look at the Ultron. Yeah. Like, that's what
that's,
it felt
that's
like.
That's true. Yeah. I'm with that.
I do appreciate when they all melt him and start melting his face and they stop and he's like, you know, hindsight being...
Sounds fun good. And then also, meanwhile, Hawkeye talking to...
I was going
to
say, huge shout out to all the Hawkeye stuff here. Mm-hmm. I did really enjoy the thing where when Quicksilver runs past him and he's like, I don't know what happened to him. Last time I saw him, Ultron was sitting on him. Yeah. 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 That's really funny.
Yeah, but the scene with him and Scarlet Witch was good. Right?
It was
where he's
good.
Like,
the city's flying. There's an army of robots and I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense.
And it's great. And that was one of the moments where I'm like you mentioned earlier, like this is really Hawkeye's movie. And it was in a lot of ways because we're seeing a lot of these things through his eyes. A guy who's not super powered, a guy that's just trying to put the work in and try to do the best he possibly can. And I love when he gets to someone who is super powered but doesn't have the wherewithal that he does. She doesn't have the experience and like the training. And he's just like, look, you can stay here. No big deal. Nobody's going to like hold that against you. You've already done a ton. But when you walk out that door, you're an Avenger. Like, you just have to make that choice. And then he takes, that weird-ass fucking, like, 15-arrow thing out and just walks out.
Like a fucking badass.
It made me love Hawkeye. Badass. Yeah, it made me love Hawkeye because they used him where they should use him as, like, inspiration, not
totally.
Like, fucking
also,
dumb shit arrow stuff.
There was a really cool suit-up scene that we missed before the fight. What?
Was it really cool? No.
Fuck yeah, dude.
When he gets his gear and picks
when
them
fucking
out.
Quicksilver grabs sneakers and an Under Armour shirt.
That was the setup just to get Scarlet Witch her shit, which was looked fucking cool. I love her outfit. Scarlet Witch looks
dope. Yeah, the outfit's fine.
I didn't even catch
tossing
the
a jacket at her. Was that cool?
Well, she comes out.
I thought that was dumb. They're like, here's a jacket.
I love that.
Also, they just happen to have his shoe size. I don't know, man.
We you have that great scene. Great dialogue. Jeremy Renner, Academy Award winning performance there.
It's true.
Elizabeth Olsen sells it. We go away for a little bit. Uh-oh, he's in trouble. What's going to happen? The door bursts open and we get the weird slow-mo catwalk where she's like, and it's dumb. And I didn't like it at all.
I got so many chills when her busted through that door.
Whatever.
It's awesome, dude.
Whatever. And then he goes away and he gets in the Quinjet and he comes back and he fucking is about to kill Hawkeye. Hawkeye's like, again, another great moment for Hawkeye where he's just like, he's got that I'm too old for this shit vibe the entire time, right?
Well, this is his one last mission.
He goes to get on. Yeah, this is one last mission, man. Then I'm going to retire. And he goes, I'm going to remodel the floor, right? I figured I was going to do remodel. Doesn't matter. Goes on to the craft. Is like, I'm ready to go. Looks over, sees the kid, and he has just a perfect look where he goes and steps off.
Yep.
Like, this is it. I'm going to fucking die. I got to save the stupid ass kid who couldn't run 20 fucking feet. Whatever.
This is the same kid who's probably shitting in a jar thrown at the Avengers.
Fuck you, Avengers.
I hate America. So goes, I hate you, bow and arrow.
Man.
He goes over there.
They kept focusing on the mom and the son.
Yeah, they did.
The hot ass blonde mom for no reason.
I was like, for someone you're going to showcase this much, is she in a negligee?
Yeah. Why is she so busty?
Why is she 22 years old?
Jesus Christ. She got fucking pregnant when she was 13 years ago. What the fuck's happening? But he goes over and saves the kid.
Then
Ultron, I think, was in the Quinjet, right?
He was. He was in the Quinjet.
Lights him fucking up. But Quicksilver, I think, pushes the car in front of him, but takes like 50 bullets.
Just so many bullets.
Right?
So many bullets.
And I'll tell you this. When I see him and I realize, because you know in every movie, whenever a main character gets shot, you do a mental check of like, is he going to get shot in the main arteries or he's going to live or he's going to die? He's got 50 This guy's Emmentaler, right?
Scene earlier where Quicksilver got shot the one time. He just shrugs at the guy. That was funny.
So he falls down. And that's when I realized that he's wearing the dopest pair of free runs that I've ever seen in my entire life. Didn't see him before, but I'm like, what a terrible fucking outfit.
But there was this shot like directly on them, and there was a rack of like 10 of them.
I must have not been paying attention.
Yeah.
But I see this character, I see this outfit, and is it bad that the first thing I think is good fucking riddance?
Dude, I'm telling you, I hate this truly character. Believe it was a meta decision. I truly believe that was Marvel saying, fuck you, Fox.
Probably.
I think the way they treated Quicksilver says
Fox
that.
Fox just over there Scarlet Witch slow jerking off being like, we did one thing right. We did one thing right.
But then Scarlet Witch has that awesome Akira moment.
Akira!
So awesome.
And then she's like, hey, I've got one job. Literally. The fucking guy that I just became Avenger put me in charge of the most important fucking thing on this mission, which is to guard this giant key, and I'm just going to leave.
Well, her brother's dead, man.
She freaked out, man.
She fucking loves him.
They're young, dude.
Maybe they should train you to be an Avenger before they throw you into the deep end. Is all I'm saying.
Mini
Avenger. You had to do.
There was something that I like. This movie connects to Thor in that at the end, Hulk leaves with the Quinjet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand, like, watching Ragnarok.
I love that.
I remember it being bad, like, he felt betrayed by Scarlet Witch, and that's why he left, kind of, right?
No, he felt like he fucking has no place in the world because everyone... hates him. I thought it was he had no place in the world because everyone wanted him dead after he just like.
Well, I think it's more than everyone wanting him dead is that he knows that if he's there, he's going to hurt people and kill more people.
Yeah, it's sad.
He's like, I'm gone, dude.
We got to go to war world.
Sorry, ScarJo.
Yeah.
Maybe in another life.
I'll tell you one thing right now, though. ScarJo, I might stick it out. I'd be like, the world hates me and I might kill a ton of people, but ScarJo. She looked good in that party scene. All I'm saying.
Do anything without him turning into the Hulk.
I'm sure they've retconned that by now. In a cage. He has to be in a big cage.
They've retconned that by now. I'm sure
he has to be like a monkey. Just
as you said, the robot touches the thing. It starts falling.
So tired.
They have some weird ass plan where Tony's on the underside of it, and he's gonna light it up from there. And Thor is gonna lightning bolt it, and the war machines flying around. They stop it. Long story short,
they explode. Sokovia
gets blown up. None of the fucking turncoat motherfuckers are on it. So there you go. Just more shitty people in the world who don't stand for anything and will just kiss anybody's boot. Again, I don't care. I'm
Putin
on fire.
Can just take him.
Andy,
no one cares.
And the entirety of the Green Bay Packers show up and they're like, do you want us to put you out? I'd be like, fuck you. That's my final prayer.
Aaron Rodgers.
I don't start asking for help
Brett
from them.
Favre comes back to you.
I'm
just
dedicated.
For whatever reason, starts pissing
dedicated.
On himself.
Bart Starr.
Whatever. I'll put myself out. He just starts pissing.
Ultron is down to his last body. He's way out there. The Vision runs over and finds him. They have a great scene.
That is a good scene. He's like, you know that they're doomed, right? And he's like, yes. I do.
But there's a beauty in that, there's a beauty in them, or whatever. Like, it's something of like, it's an honor just to be around them, or some shit like
that. And then fucking lights that last thing up. Again, you know what would have been better? You know how he could have not lit that last thing up? If it was 100,000 miles away at a fucking Starbucks in San Francisco, just cold chilling, like, hey, didn't work out. Glad I put this one fucking bot in Starbucks on Union Street in San Francisco. Because thank God I thought ahead to have one contingency plan. No, I'm done.
No.
Sorry. I just want that deleted scene. Robot sitting there, not talking, reading a newspaper, and everyone's like giving it like a 50 for
like
Halo.
The Ultimates wearing the hat and the trench coat. Yeah, that'd be great.
The cops outside, like, I'm not going in.
Spinning sparks. All the brain power and CPUs being used somewhere else.
Just punching a wall.
So Hawkeye has a kid. Little boy.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be
they named Nat, it Quicksilver.
But it's Nathan now. And then his middle name's Quicksilver's name, Pietro.
Yeah.
Which is like, all right, I guess. Sure. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
We've never seen
Hulk's still missing, as we you know. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
There's something funny looking about him flying the jet as well.
Here's my thing about the Quinjet. Is it capable of deep space travel? How the fuck did he get out of this atmosphere?
Not only that, like, how did he not destroy it by scratching his fucking head?
I don't know.
You know?
He looked like Mr. Incredible in the little car.
Yeah. I have no real answer for you. That my comic book answer, and hopefully Thor Ragnarok gives us some breadcrumb that I've forgotten about since then.
No, he does.
But I would assume no, not at all that kind of ready, but somebody got wise. Like, I don't think the Hulk's plan was to go to space. This is me just totally filling in what I would imagine. His plan wasn't go to space, but
it
he's flying
like
around.
Impromptu.
He's flying around in that thing, and at some point, somewhat like some alien person, the collector, whoever, I don't know, somebody notices that. It's like, oh, I didn't get in, like, well, beams him out through a wormhole.
But he gets sucked into the wormhole or something, right? Because that planet's supposed to be across the fucking universe.
When we get back to Thor Ragnarok, it'll
really far across the, like, as far as you can go.
Yeah. Tony Stark, once again, is just like ready to hang it all up. Will he actually do it this time? Who the fuck knows? No, he won't, of course not, because this just none of this matters point to point.
Too much money.
So he gets in his car and he drives away. Captain America's happy to be home at the new Avengers facility, not in a metropolitan area, which is a brilliant idea.
Probably smarter.
Yeah.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To not have it in the most dense populated city on the fucking planet, New York City. It's probably not the most. Probably Japan probably beats it by a lot. But you know what I mean? It's like, let's not have this gigantic facility here that everyone has a fucking beat on who hates the Avengers at this point. Let's put it somewhere else, upstate New York. That sounds right. That sounds right.
Nobody wants to go there.
Never been, never will.
So yeah, then, you know, Tony leaves. Thor leaves too. He burns the ground. That's funny. More argumenting about like the hammer. And an elevator could lift it. That was really funny.
Great
that
line.
Was really, really funny. Yeah, yeah. And
can the elevator
then we go in there, we go back in, you know, after that all stuff, and Captain America and ScarJo are ready to whip the next generation of Avengers into shape. He walks in there and we get to see War Machine and the Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Falcon.
And again, he goes, Avengers, and then he just cuts, which is a great cut. And Jen was like, what was that? I'm like, he was gonna say assemble, it's a joke. She's like, oh, okay. And that one went over my head. I'm like, I understand. But I stand by what I said when I walked out of the theaters that first time. And this isn't, I mean, I like these characters, obviously. But looking at that lineup of new Avengers, it's like, yeesh. No, thank you.
No.
I would not want to watch a standalone movie of Justice.
Once they have Spider-Man in there,
sure,
it up,
sure,
I mean?
Yeah, and they're gonna kill a bunch of them, I'm sure, hopefully, in the next one. So, I mean, like, we're in a different spot. But it's like, now I like Falcon more than I ever liked him. I would like more Falcon in this. And I liked Rhodey in this one a lot. I like Rhodey on this generation we're taking together in the MCU. I'm excited for Civil War. But yeah, I'm still just like, this is not a team I'd be like down to watch, but I'm still interested. Maybe after we get through Civil War.
I mean, at this point, I mean, I trust him, so it's like, whatever they give me. We're never getting that movie, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I know.
That's what is weird is so immediately then jumping into Civil War, we're at a point in the MCU. We're almost at the end of Phase 2. So Ant-Man is that technical end, which is kind of weird. It's weird they didn't just end it on Avengers 2. You know,
yeah.
I don't know what the decision making was.
Is it Ant-Man and then Civil War?
Civil War.
Okay.
Civil War is the start of Phase 3.
Okay.
So
that's so fun.
It's interesting that, you know, these movies start to rank up really quickly where this is 2015. In the last 3 years, we get a whole bunch of them, almost three a year. And it's crazy where this movie with people leaving to go to different places, that's where we last see them with where they're at currently. Right. So leading into Civil War, like this is the last we see Thor and Hulk until Ragnarok. They go off in Ragnarok. Mm. Everyone else goes to Civil War. It's like we start to see this kind of like separation. And then of course there's Guardians doing their own thing.
Sure.
And then Infinity War, everybody together.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then our after credit scene is Thanos. We see the Infinity Gauntlet and the little.
I'll do it myself.
Fine.
Fuck
I'll
it.
Do it myself.
I'll do it myself.
I say weird. Like it's a weird, weird thing. A weird thing to have that in this movie, I think, because it's like, okay, cool. The next Avengers big bad. I get that,
but it was so far away at the time.
So far away, and that scene, especially just seeing him in Guardians, it kind of made me feel like, how many times are we gonna see this fucking Thanos guy without ever really knowing anything about him? Like we get a bit in Guardians, but
it's one of those things where you're like, cool, fan service. Yeah,
but it felt like a lazy post credit scene. It felt like we already did this in Avengers 1. Yeah. Like, give us something.
I'll be honest, though. I like the fact that they were like, okay, now we don't really have to spend too much time on him actually getting like a gauntlet or anything like that. You know, because we had already seen the gauntlet, which was in Asgard, and she was like fake.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't know it was fake till Ragnarok.
Till Ragnarok, right? So it's, you know. It's fine. I thought it was cool.
I
thought it was a waste of a post-credit scene, especially not having any comedic one. That was the only post-credit scene in this movie.
It would have been awesome if he's like, I'll do it myself, puts it on, starts eating a gyro.
Oh, he was right. It's our good.
Oh, shawarma.
Shawarma.
Same thing, right?
No. Different.
Who the hell knows?
Really?
You know?
Different configuration? I think shawarma is a
I really wish
burrito.
The post-credit scene had been the tractor. In whatchamacallit's house,
still
just
not
like
working?
Flying or something.
Oh no, that'd be good too. His kids on
dope
it.
Dope as fuck. He was in there for 10 minutes. He put fucking arc reactor technology into it. Shout out to when he walks and he goes, oh dear.
Oh dear, that was funny. I liked that. Let's see if there's Easter eggs that we missed.
Really quick, at the very, very end, when Hulk comes after Ultron inside of the jet, right?
Yeah.
I hated that line where he's like, What did he say? Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I
liked it.
I liked it too.
That just, I don't know.
Poor old Trump can't get a break.
Anytime where they make him really comedic, I didn't fuck with it. I want him to be like this super incredibly evil, whatever that he is, you know?
I like that, like, robot. Him being an AI made him, like, partially human, where he had his own little sense of humor, and, like, he had those moments where he was like, you know, oh no, I'm getting fucked right now.
Sure.
Easter eggs I didn't talk about yet. After Tony Stark's artificial intelligence, Jarvis, is seemingly destroyed by Ultron, Tony is soon seen talking to a new female AI he calls Friday. In the comics, Friday is a fairly minor character, but she does exist. Stark develops her as his girl Friday AI to be his new assistant, but she was never a very major character. Next to the Friday drive we see in the movie, there are a couple of the drives sitting on the table. One of them is labeled Jocasta, which is also the name of another Marvel character, an AI-driven robot built by Ultron to be his mate. That's cool. Right. And the band playing under the cameos here, we have, of course, Stan Lee doing Drunken Excelsior. That's funny. But the band playing in Captain America's Dream is named the Roy Thomas Band. Roy Thomas is a one-time Marvel editor-in-chief who was credited with creating Ultron back in Avengers number 58 in 1968.
Was that Ultron originally, though? This was not how he was originally supposed to be. Wasn't he originally a prison guard for Hank Pym made him, right? Yeah. Hank Pym made him as a guard for like the...
I never read the
fucking like prison that was in like the Phantom Zone, right?
No, what is it called? It's the one that's underwater, right?
Maybe I don't know.
That we see later in Civil War.
I might be thinking too much about the cartoons, not the comic books.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
That's all I got for random ass bullshit.
Ragu bagu.
Ragu bagu.
I know I've been gone for a while, but we can't break protocol. Ragu Bagu has a theme song. Ragu. Look at Bagu. Thank you. Fuck, man.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast inside the podcast known as Ragu Bagu. That is, of course, Rad Guys Talk Bad Guys.
Follow us on Twitter,
twitter.com/RaguBaguVids. Remember, for $1,000 on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Are you going to drop it to like
you can
950
run it. You can run the Ragu Bagu Twids account for 2 weeks.
Twids.
Two solid weeks. I did not update the Patreon from last time, but you understand. It's verbal. It's a verbal contract.
Right.
So far, here are the rankings from worst to best bad guys in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
Number 11, these fucks in Thor 2. Number 10, Abomination in The Incredible Hulk. Number 9, Ronan in Guardians. Number 8, Loki in Thor. Number 7, Obadiah Stane in Iron Man. Number 6, the Mandarin / Aldrich Killian in Iron Man 3. Number 5, Sam Rockwell and Mickey Rourke in Iron Man 2. Number 4, Red Skull in Captain America. Number 3, Hydra in Captain America Winter Soldier. Number 2, Loki in Avengers. And number 1, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther.
Let me look at that.
Where
real
are we
going
to put big old Ultron?
Should put him number 6.
Ultron, I believe, yes, right? I was thinking initially. So when we passed Ronan and Loki, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I think he's better than them. But then you got to
Obadiah.
I
feel
like he's better than
Obadiah
than
and Mandarin. And I was like, maybe he is better than.
He's better than Mandarin.
I think
sure.
He's better than Mandarin.
He's better than most of these things.
Yeah, he's got. He's a cool. Like Spader,
you
they had
put
moments
him at
where
6.
I was like, that's scary. That's really fucking scary.
Good enough, 6.
I think you put him.
You don't
know. Here's the thing, though. Sam Rockwell and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
But I think Ultron is the first time we've gotten a glimpse at so far through chronological of like somebody who's truly just evil and scary. Like
he wasn't just I've never been
scared by any of these. Like
Red Skull didn't scare you.
The zombie robot scene really really creeped me out.
Freaky deaky.
I'd
say 4 or 5.
Red Skull.
So 4.
Yeah, 4.
All right, there you
Who's
go.
Above Red Skull.
Huh?
Who would be above it then?
Hydra, Loki, and Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Okay, there you go, everybody. Ultron is now your number 4 pick. Ragu Bagu Vids on Twitter.
Sen-a-gan-ka-dan-down.
Ragu.
Sen-a-gan-ka-dan-down.
We get it, Bagu.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Now it's time to rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The rankings currently stand. Cool Greg, bring it up. Number 1, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Number 2, The Avengers. Number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number 4, Iron Man. Number 5, Black Panther. Number 6, Iron Man 2. Number 7, Captain America, the First Avenger. Number 8, Iron Man 3. Number 9, The Incredible Hulk. Number 10, Thor. And number 11, Thor, The Dark World. I'm going to throw it out there. I say this is number six, right behind Black Panther and above Iron Man 2. I agree 100%.
Number six, exactly where it should go.
I put this below Iron Man 2, above Captain America at number seven.
I would agree with that.
I was thinking, personally, I would put it at number nine.
Wow.
I could see a case. I could see a case for number eight.
You like it better than Iron? Wow. You like Iron Man 3 better?
I do. Yes.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. We're back to that point. Yeah. They're all good. They're all good movies. I'm not like saying fuck Age of Ultron, but I did feel like, man, this is a long movie, and I really liked Ultron, but like, yeah, I would go number eight. I would say I liked Captain America better. I liked Iron Man 2 better. I liked Pac-Man, so on and so forth.
I feel like this movie has so many great moments, and there has a lot of bad moments, and the balance is hard, but I feel like I can say similar things about Iron Man 2, but I definitely enjoyed this movie a lot more than Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah, me too.
I rank Iron Man 3 higher, but since it got voted this way,
I would have ranked it Iron is Man where 3 it is. Too,
I was just more entertained with Iron Man 2. Like I felt more invested with the comedy and everything like that.
See, Tim, I'm right there with you. See, I don't think it's better than Iron Man 3, but I do think it's better than Captain America, the First Avenger.
And that's what we have to
argue. This is the fucking problem. This is the problem. This is why I should never miss work ever again.
I don't think either of those movies had anything to do with that.
Yeah. This is what happens when you fuck a stranger. You know what I mean?
What? You missed the Winter Soldier one.
Yeah, Winter Soldier. So you're really off on that.
I hate you so much.
When did you fuck a stranger?
All right, so I guess the
quote is fuck a stranger.
It's time for the official voting process of the show. You're the lowest person, Greg, saying that it comes in at number nine.
Number eight is what I'm going to say.
At number eight. So better than Iron Man 3.
Correct.
Is what you're saying. Okay. Who thinks it's better than Iron Man 3?
For the sake of argument, no, but I'll say yes. Because I think it's better than Captain America, the First Avenger.
Based on this,
I want it to rank higher than that. Yes. Okay.
All of us say that.
Everyone's unanimous on that.
Is it better than Captain America, the First Avenger? Raise your hand.
Four of us.
Everyone except
Greg is saying no.
Greg has abstained from voting.
No, I'm just saying no. I'm voting no. I have an opinion. I'm voting.
He's abstaining.
Is it better than Iron Man 2? Kevin say yes. The rest of the people say no, which means the new rankings stand. Number one, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Number two, Avengers. Number three, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number four, Iron Man. Number five, Black Panther. Number six, Iron Man 2. Number seven, The Avengers Age of Ultron. Number eight, Captain America the First Avenger. Number nine, Iron Man 3. Number 10, The Incredible Hulk. Number 11, Thor. And number 12, Thor, The Dark World.
I'm always impressed with how you get that. Like, you nail the numbers and everything every time.
I couldn't.
Because I couldn't. Over, My mind does not work.
No, like, don't get that at all.
It's like seeing the color blue, but it says red.
And rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time.
That at all. Sure. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting small. It's Ant-Man time. I'm very excited for this one. Very excited for it.
I really enjoyed San Francisco.
Really enjoyed Ant-Man the first time. I think I'm going to enjoy it as much this time.
I want to see how much I love Michael Peña in this. Because he's so fucking funny.
Wait, I thought Edgar Wright didn't end up doing this.
He didn't.
No, but it has that. Like, you can tell where he did parts of it. Specifically that storytelling.
Most of the action and the comedy stuff was Edgar Wright. And then a lot of the rest of the movie. The tough spots were, I don't even know who the fuck did it.
Have a marvelous day. And like us and on everything, please.
Click the notification bell.
Yeah, man. We don't tell people to do that enough.
Ring my bell.